they can say to the LA, I'm not a good nature, I'm not an altruist. I don't want to be taken advantage of. I insist upon my rights. Now, I insist upon my rights that you shouldn't trespass in the two tvochim of my wishes. You can, I forbid. Since he forbids it, and the LA, cannot enter the Aliyah. He has no right to enter the Aliyah. So what will happen? He'll tear down the whole building. It cannot be used in any way. Then he cannot use it. So the Mele, the Tachte tears down the whole building. And then they have to start rebuilding it. So then the Tachte says to the Elie, according to the first Loshi, true, you're not mechuyev to me. You're not indebted to me. You don't have to give me one penny. But I'm not indebted to you either. So the Mele, it will stay like this. The building will be torn down, will be taken apart, and it will stay like this. So I won't have any place where to live, you won't have any place where to live. But you cannot, I forbid you to enter your alley. I forbid you. So the Mele, the Elie, of course, will not like that. So the Mele, the Elie, will be forced to supply the expenses involved in rebuilding the bayis up to the level of Yitro. So it doesn't mean, the first washing here on the Ramban does not mean that the Elie is mechuyev. Mechuyev is not mechuyev to anything to the Tachte, nothing at all. But the Tachte has a schus to be miyakim and the Elie from entering the Ali. So the Mele, the Elie, if the Elie wants that to have an Aliyah, so there is only one thing that he has to do. He has to supply the expenses involved in building the bayis up to the level of 10 tefachim. So in other words, the Chayin al Elie Lister and Meisam Shalei doesn't mean that he's mechuyev to supply the expenses. He is not mechuyev to give one penny to the Baal Tachten, but he means, the first version of that means, that the Tachten can say to the Elie, I am not going to start rebuilding it unless you give me, let's say $20 is required in order to rebuild it up to a level of 10 tefachim. So you have to give me $20, otherwise you cannot live here, you cannot enter the Aliyah. And so the Mele, it could be taken apart. I mean, it doesn't even have, maybe the Baal Aliyah will have a right to say to him, I forbid you to be mazik my Aliyah. Maybe he had a right. So then, what will he gain? So it will not be taken apart. So then, if it's not taken apart, so then the Tachte will be able, to enter his bayis, but the Baal Aliyah will not be, if it's not taken apart. So you're not gonna have it. The first Moshe Ramban doesn't mean that the alien is mechuyev. The alien is mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to give one penny. But the first Moshe Ramban holds that the Tachte can say to the alien, if you don't allow me to tear down the building, you're not gonna have it. The alien can object, and he can say to the Tachte, all right, I have no right to enter the Aliyah because I'll be trespassing and two tefachim your shoes. You are that kind of a person. Fine. I am not going to enter the Aliyah, but I forbid you to tear down the building because you can tear down my Aliyah. You'll be a mazik. Say the Chanami. The Baal Aliyah can say that according to the first Loshi in the Rambam. So what will be the result? The bayis and the Aliyah will remain in that state with the ceiling of the Tachte setting to a height of 8 tefachim from the floor of the Tachte, and the Baal Tachte will be able to live in the apartment. Not comfortably, they'll have to bend down every time he wants to enter the house, and he will not be able to raise his stature. But Balalini will not be able to enter the house. But so the first lashon of Ramban means Yikemandom Ahoyu Mechei Al Erdin Lisdev Livnei Som Mishaloi Ablemaylo Maasot Ablemaylo Maasot. So that means that he the Eliyeh, can say to the Eliyeh, I forbid you from entering your Aliyah, and if you want to have an Aliyah in which to live, so there is only one and one condition, that you supply to me the expenses involved in rebuilding this bias to a height of temple. That's what it means. But not that the Eliyeh is not. So anyway, so the first version of the Ramban apparently is not in accordance with the shita of the Ramban himself in Bonitzi. With the Ramban himself in Bonitzi. Now, then it says, because according to the Ramban shita in Bonitzi, so an Eliyeh, a tachtin, has a shita that book to the Eliyeh, to supply the bias as the foundation for the Aliyah. Now, here the Eliyeh is not even interested, you know, in tearing it down. He's a tachtin who demands that it should be taken down and be rebuilt. So according to the Ramban Solishite, the tachtin certainly couldn't say to the Eliyeh, I am not going to spend one penny on the rebuilding up to the height of the Tentuach. Because Monikshah, then you can say to the Tachtin, you want this building to be collapsed. Alright? So the halacha is, when the building collapses, the Tachtin can be forced to participate in the expenses. So the first lashon in the Ramban certainly rejects the Ramban shittim monitzi. Then, what's the second lashon? He says, V'ikemandoma leilo matachtin bein mishalek. The tachtin has to be bein mishalek. Now, so the second lashon certainly can accord with the shita of the Ramban in Bo Yitzir, that where it collapses, so then where it collapses, where Bais Valio collapses, so then the Tachte has to pay all the expenses involved in building the ground. So Mimele, the Tachte cannot say to the Eliyeh. So Mimele, the Tachte cannot say to the Eliyeh, I forbid you from living in my Rishus, in my Tutvochi, that is in your Aliyah. Because according to the Ramban Shittim Bo Metzieh, so the Tachtein is Mishubet. He has a Shibet Aguf to the Eliyeh to supply the bias as a foundation. So how can the Tachtein tell the Aliyah, on one hand I forbid you from living in the Aliyah because you will be occupying my Tutvoch, that's my Rishus. On the other hand, I refuse to pay one penny for the rebuilding of the bayis. But the balabayis is mechuyev. You want to tear down the building. The balali will say to the balabayis, you want, as far as I'm concerned, we don't have to tear down the building. But collapses, so then you are mechuyev to supply the expenses involved in the rebuilding of the bayis. So how can you tell me you forbid me from living and at the same time you refuse to pay for the expenses? So then the second lashon holds. So apparently the second lashon holds that he is Nehuy. The second lashon holds that he is Nehuy. Like the second lashon, the Ramban here is in accord with the Ramban Shittim Bo Metzieh, that there is a Shibud Aguf that is due from the Balabais to the Balalio to supply The Balalio, with the bias as a foundation for his Ali. For his Ali. But then, when the second version, the Ramban says something else. He says, Le'ilom hatachtim b'ilim shalei. So that means that the alien can insist, that he should pay all the expenses, and that the alien shouldn't pay him one penny. But, Marash, if the second version in the Ramban here agrees with the Shita of the Ramban in Mometzie, that there is a Shibud Aguf due from the Baal Habayis to the Baal Aliyah to supply the bias to the Baal Aliyah as a foundation for the Aliyah, so it should be the Chuyev only to build up to the level, the original level. Not 10 Tvachim, but the original level. Let's say the original level was 50 Tvachim. But he says, V'ikem andoma le'ilom hatachtim v'inim ishaloi. In other words, he has to pay, let's say, it costs $1,000 to build the bayis and the aliyah all over again. So then he has to pay the tachte, according to second version, the tachte has to pay all the $1,000. And the LDA not dependent. Why is that? He has a shibut. Bayis la'aliyah mishtach. In other words, so he's mechuyev to supply the bayis as a foundation. But he's not mechuyev to build an aliyah for the Baal Aliyah. Me'ol mishamanu dama chazeh. Will any rish say, suppose Reuven and Shimon, they own a bayis and aliyah, and then something happened, an accident happened, the whole aliyah collapsed. But the bayis remained intact. So would the aliyah be able to demand of the bayis that he should pay the expenses involved in rebuilding the aliyah? I mean, that's ridiculous. So why does the second question say here, V'kemandom aliyah matachtim b'inim shalei? So here there is a different situation, because in this case the Baal Aliyah is satisfied with the status quo, and the Baal Aliyah says, why can't the status quo remain? I will be able to comfortably live in my Aliyah, and that Baal Atachtin should not be so petty. And then the Balatach will also be able to live in his ground apartment. Only it will not be comfortable for him. He'll have to bend down every time. Every time he walks in his own apartment, he'll have to bend down. Or he'll have to stay in bed to sit down, not to stand up in an erect position. So the Balalian says, as far as I'm concerned, we don't have to spend any money. So it is the Balatachte who insists that it should be taken down and be rebuilt. Some Mele, the second version of the Ramban says, since it is the Tachte who is insisting upon a rebuilding of the building. But as far as I'm concerned, the Balatachte says, the status quo can remain, so I don't want to participate. So in other words, so what is the second motion? According to the second motion in Ramban, it's again Yisru Shreim. We see that there is Yisru Shreim. I mean, the whole Bayis La'aliyah Mishtabit. So even according to the Rajman Mometzie, there is Yisru of Bayis La'aliyah Mishtabit. So it is Yisru Shreim. So here there is another Yisru Shreim. In other words, since the LA does not want, is very unhappy with the whole thing, it's a big nuisance to him to tear down the building and to rebuild it. What they need it for? He can comfortably continue living in Zabrapa. But the Tachte insists upon his right. So the male, the LA acquires his Chush Chaining. You want, as far as I'm concerned, everything is fine. But you want to disturb me and to subject me to such a hardship that I should have to look for another apartment and everything. So I am not going out of the house. I have a schus to live in this aliyah, even though I will be trespassing and your two twirling shoes upon which you are so mighty, unless you pay the whole expenses. Otherwise, I refuse to give up my residence, just because living in my residence necessarily involves trespassing upon your tutor. So it is a shame. So it's a shame. So in other words, so even if we are to assume that the second Rosh in the Ramban here is in accordance with the Shite of the Ramban in Bom Metzie, that there is a Shibudagur from the Balabais to the Balalio to supply the bites as a foundation for the Alio, we still have to say that here the rights are different, because here the Balalio, the house didn't collapse, and there is no reason in the world as to why it should be collapsed. It's the Balatachtein who insists upon subjecting the Balalio to such a hardship and an unnecessary expense. So the melee, the Balalien acquires. So the melee, the Balalien, the Balalio acquires a schuschenim to force the Tachtein, to force the Tachtein to supply all the expenses if he wants to insist upon his right. So the melee, it's not necessary, we're not forced to say that the second washing in the Ramban must agree with the Shita of the Ramban in Bom Metzie. We can say that the second washing in the Ramban here can even accord with the Shita of the Rashba in Bom Metzie. What's the Shita of the Rashba in Bom Metzie? That there is no Shibud Aguf from the Balabais to the Balalio. There is no Shibud Aguf from the Balabais to Balalio. But there is a shibut on the bais from the balabais to balio. That's the Gemara in Baba Kami, the Sugi of Zenen and Chosea. The bais laalio mishtami, and that's the reason as to why the balalio, when he continues living in the bais that he himself rebuilt, is not mechuyev to pay rent to balabais. So there is a shibut on the bais itself that it should be used as a foundation for the aliyah, that by the balalio. So in many way, we can say, you see, that the second Rosh in the Ramban can accord not only with the Shita of the Ramban in Metzie, it can even accord with the Shita of the Rashba in Metzie. But here it's a different case. The Horaye, that here the second Rosh says that the Dachtein has to spend all the expenses. All the expenses. And that's not on the basis of the Shita Guru. On the basis of Shidagur, he should only supply the expenses involved in the rebuilding of the lower floor, not in the rebuilding of the whole building. So here it's a special case, because the Balalio doesn't want that the whole thing should be done. It's the Balabais who insists. So maybe we can say that the second washing can accord with the Shita of the Ramban Mamtsiye, it can accord with the Shita. It can accord with the Shite of the Rashboi Mamitzi. The Shite of the Rashboi Mamitzi. But here, it's a different case. So it's a second washing. The first washing Ramban cannot accord with the Shite of the Ramban Mamitzi. But the second washing here can accord. The second washing can accord. The second washing. The second Roshin can accord with the Roshin of the Shita of the Ramban Gomtzie and with the Shita of the Rashboi Gomtzie. Then the Lidia, Sheshneim Reimaki. So in other words, the third Roshin is in full accord with the Shita of the Ramban Gomtzie. That there is a Shivadagur. That there is a Shivadagur. And he says, so the Mele, the Shivadagur, from the Balabais to the Balalio, to supply the bias, there is an obligation incumbent upon the bias to supply the bias as a foundation for the aliyah. And if he has to take money from his pocket in order to be able to supply the bias as a foundation for the aliyah, so best can force him to do that too. The third Rosh here on the Ramban does not say that in view of the fact that that the Balabio is satisfied with the status quo. So the Mele requires his Shechem to be Me'aki and the Balabais from interfering with his right to live in the Aliyo unless he undertakes to supply all the expenses. That's the second Roshan. But the third Roshan, Ramban, is Ramban's own Roshan. He holds that the Baal HaBayis can always be petty and insist upon his rights. And he can tell the Baal Aliyo, I don't care. The house is intact and there is no collapse, but since my ceiling sank to a height of 8 tefachim from my floor, so that means that whenever you enter your aliyah, you always trespass my wishes. I don't want to give you permission to trespass my wishes. That's my right. And even that objection, that hikuv, will necessarily involve a great hardship and a great expense for the Baal Aliyah, but that's my right. I don't want to give you permission. So in Mele, the Baal Aliyah cannot stay in the house. If the Baal Aliyah cannot stay in the house, so in Mele, the Tachte is Mechuyev to consider it as seeing the Bais and the Aliyah had collapsed. Now, what would happen if the Bais and the Aliyah had collapsed? So then, he would be Mechuyev to supply the expenses involved in building the house up to the original level. So that's what Ramban says. ולבי נראה ששניהם פעילים חכב, ופעיל שוס הרופון עלו, כמו שהוא יסמת חילו, ויוח אלוהים התרחת לבנינו, ותשתקנו למען מעצורו, ולאטרח השתדיר כל צורכו, אלוהו, הוי הוא היסטוריה. Now the only difficulty here is the Rashbo in Bolopaste says the same thing that the Ramban says here in the third version. So the Ramban here in the third version, so it's in full accordance with his own shit in Bobetzir. But the Rashbo in Bobetzir is Chelek and the Ramban, so there is no Shibudagu. So there is no Shibudagu due from the Baal HaBayis to the Baal Aliyah to supply the Bais as a foundation for the Aliyah. So in any way, why does he say the Rashbo here like the Ramban? The Rashbo here, unless we are going to say that the Rashbo here in Bobaste does not agree with Yishitim Bolmetzir. Because after all, the Rashbo in Bolmetzir himself mentioned that Yerushalmi says as the Ramban says. But the Rashbo in Bolmetzir says that our Gemara, by not mentioning what Yerushalmi says, is Chelek. Maybe the Rashbo in Bobaste was Chelek. Was Chelek, maybe. But maybe there is no stir between Rashbo Shiti Bomtzie and Rashbo Shiti Bomtas. Now for Sunday, I mean, you just, as far as this Gemara after the Mishnah is concerned, after the next Mishnah, so I forgot to tell you to go over the tour, the Simen Kuf Samad Aleph. Simen Kuf Samad Aleph, that is that Kuf Samad Aleph Omud Beis. So then the Bes Yosef that starts with Dibra Maskil Ve'atikro Ba'atzmo, this Bes Yosef. So he mentions three Shittes Rishenim in connection with the Mishnah of Abayis Ba'aliyo Nifriso Aliyo Vin Abayis Reitzel Isakim הרי בעל עליו ילד בידור למטו עד שיסקנו יסעל עליו רבי יצאים מרתח בניס עשתי קרובה לסמסיבו. So I asked you to go over the whole Gemara, but the Bes Yosef here in Sine Kufsama Dalet in Chishin Ishpet mentions three different Shittes of Hashem. In other words, one Shittes of Hashem is that the machleket between Tanakam and Rabi Yisi is only in the case of Masker and Seich, But in case of the shooting, and if it's Nifrisavio, it didn't collapse. So who has to be misaken? So the burden of the expenses is upon the balalio, in case of shooting. Then one shooting is that it's certainly upon the in case of shutrin, so that the burden of expenses is not carried by balabais. And Rabbi Yisim who says that in case of master and tzeichah, so the expenses of the mazik is upon the elyein, so only in case of master and tzeichah, but in case of the shutrin, so Rabbi Yisim will be made it. That the burden of all the expenses, including the expenses of the mazibo, is upon the tachke. And then he mentioned the shikya of the Rambam. I mean, you'll see. I mean, the three shikyas here in the Sefer. And I should be able to start the next mission of Kifnei Say, Livnei's Bishar Das. I should be able, I don't know whether I'll be able to start the next mission. What? Yeah, but there is a way to reconcile it to Rashba. So that we'll discuss on Sunday. spend. So Monarchia, so Melee, in this case, where the Pais Valio didn't collapse, but it said until it was. So it's not that he is mechuyev to walk out of the house. The Balaam is not mechuyev to walk out of the Aliyah, but the Balabai says this foolish to tell him, you can't live in the upper floor, in the second floor, because when you live in the second floor, you in effect live, occupy, to tvochim of my apartment. So it's not more than living mamish in the ground floor apartment. Because if the ceiling said Andrei Tvohim, so the first Tvohim in the Aliyah is part and parcel of the apartment of the Tachter. But since the Rashbo is made that, the Rashbo is made that if the Baal Aliyah is forced to pay expenses in order to build the bias that could be used as a foundation for the Aliyah, so that the enemy has his chus to live in the lower part of Mamish until he reimburses him for the expenses of the Bais. Allah has come with Hamo, that the Aliyah in this case, when the Bais tells him, I forbid you from living in the upper part. Why? Because two tvochim of the Aliyah, that's my issues. I forbid you. But so the Aliyah can say to the Tachten, fine, you forbid me. Right? I agree. I'm not going into my apartment, the upper apartment. Because by occupying the upper apartment, I will in effect be occupying two tvochim in the height of your apartment. But I'm willing to walk out, but on one condition, that you pay, you supply the expenses involved in building the house. The debt, so that debt will serve as a foundation for my Aliyah. That you can do, because if the Baal Aliyah, when he spent, let's say, $1,000 on building the bias, has a right to live in the bias until he collects the $1,000 that he spent, because he has a shibut on the bias. So the Mele, he has a right, if the Balatachin says, I forbid you to occupy the upper apartment because two tvochim in the rain, in the height, is my issues, but at the same time, I refuse to pay $1,000 that is involved in building the house. So then the Balatachin can say, you refuse to pay, so then I have a right to live in your apartment in order to collect $10,000. So I'm certainly allowed to live in my apartment, in which just two tvochim is your apartment. So because of that, the Rashbo can very well agree with the Shita of the Rambam. Because even though the Rashbo Shita in Bom Metzia is that there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the Tachter to supply the expenses involved in the rebuilding of the house, but a shibut and the bias he has. So, what is the scope of the shibut and the bias that the alien has? In other words, he can live in the lower apartment, in the ground floor apartment, without paying rent until he collects all the money he spent on building the bias. So, the main way, if he can live in the lower apartment, he certainly can live in the upper apartment. The lower apartment is completely the darkness. So, the upper apartment is only two tvochim. The lowermost two tvochim are part and parcel of the rishus of the Tachter. So he certainly has a right. So this is what Rashba means. Not that he is mechuyev pei, he's not mechuyev pei, but he can tell the Tachter, I'm not demanding of you anything. You are demanding of me. You want to forbid me to occupy my own apartment, because by occupying my apartment, I'll be occupying two tvochim of your apartment. So true, but so I'm ready to vacate the house on one condition, that you will supply to me the expenses involved in building the house. And so and he has a shibut on the house, so he could even live in the lower apartment until he collects the expenses involved in building the bias. He certainly could live, occupy his apartment the upper apartment, even though by occupying the upper apartment, he'll also be living and occupying the two lowermost ones. Alright. Now, I'm half the thesis. We think about Rashino. בעיון באחד הארטיקלים קוראים שאמינו מעיין רילות, ומי הצליח כדאמינו, ואמינו את דומות הקשור למה מיניות, ולשלים אבינו זה לפשיטה, לפשיטה, לכל אחד את המקור הארטיקלים קוראים, ומשימו לא אחר בצורך ועשו יעיון. Now, we went in the more, how far do we get into the more? How many train? Up to 103 acts, the power day, the power day, Bagol, alright. 103 acts, the power day Bagol, the power day Bagol, Chad Matias Lide, the Chad Matias Tarbit. So, two brothers, they were Heirik, so, Ruben and Chine, so, Ruben took the palace, house. The Han and Shimon took the garden. Also I would have it. So Shimon, who took as his head the garden, so he built the Kobone Ashise, a Pumed Aspalit. So Shimon built the wall. Just in front of the palace of Pumed, of the house of Pumed. Omalei, so Rubin said to Shimon, come a Tautala, you dark in my house. Now, what is our head? That is the mission that forbids, and we learned that God bathes on the base. That's the Mishneh that forbids. Halein is in your Malo, in your Mato, in your Chenecto, and all that. So what does it mean? In your Malo, in your Mato, in my room, in the matter, Halein is Echad Miashit Mabin, the cause of the Fritzer, Kitzel, the Hotzer, the Negus from Nisus, Mabin, in my room, in my case of the Bialis, the Halein is, so by Bial in my room, in the matter, in Korish Rosa, in Shemis, the Hotz, or case of the East, in the Korish Mabin, in the matter, in my case of the Halein is, so by Spirit in the Adams, the Shayam, the Halein is, so that is because of the Kriya, Chilegdom, that's not because of the Kriya. Und ich denke, dann so, hat er das Akis, mach er nicht, aber dann ist, die Leute schon ja. Schon ja. So, he said, komm, auf der Leib, er tut, ja, mach ruhig, ich tue, move away, da er dann ist, with your cancel, because if you don't move away, da er dann ist, you will be dark in my house, there won't be sufficient light coming into my house, on my way with the dick of me. On my way with the dick of me. On my way with the dick of me. So here is the Rashi. We not sure you discussed that Rashi. Not sure you are Bonine, we shall be Ami Bonine. We are to aim the whole life as Casimo shall show me Shoni, the Ashu will call me. We saw that Rashi Shite, the Texas and Rashi Labo, the Trescastash machine requires time. In the three Shites, so Rashi Shite is the Trescastash machine requires time, but doesn't require Kimo Shoni. And here, he says, he doesn't have Cheskaseiro. Why? Because he did not have Chazok Cheskaseiro for 3 years. But Rashi says in regard to Rude, to Kshure, to Natve, to Shavche, to Tzvichedubene, that we don't require 3 years. It's louder, Chazok. Time will require. How is it that here Rashi requires 3 years? So we say, I mean, and that's the plain pshat of Rashi, that according to Rashi, there are two types of Hashmishim. The other Hashmishim, let's say, like letting, like having the pipe attached to the roof from which rainwater drips down into the chotzer of the shochet. So he doesn't deprive the shochet from being established in that portion of the chotzer, because first of all, he cannot, water from the pipe doesn't always drip down 24 hours a day. certain times after a rain, so he drips out. So he's not negating, he's not depriving that the Bala Chotzer from being mishtamish with his Chotzer beneath the pipes on the roof. Pipes on the roof. And even if it wouldn't be raining in 24 hours, let's say it's a rainy season, and it keeps on raining for 24 hours, so he can still be mishtamish. He can just hold an umbrella above his head and be mishtamish in that portion of the chotzer beneath the pipes. So that's one kind. That's the tashmish of nakhle, shabre, or let's say the tashmishim of Ruben Shure. So if Ruben supports his beams and Shimon's Ketzel does not require Shimon from equally supporting his beams, Shimon's beams, and the same case. That's one kind of tashmish. And then there is a tashmish like Cheska Seiro. So that really negates the virus and the tashmishi of the Bible. Of the Bible. Because if, let's say, Ruben has a Cheska Seiro and Shimon, so that means, because of that, Shimon cannot set up against him. Shimon has a Cheska Seiro. So Shimon cannot set up against him. So it's not only Zchus Tashmish vested in Ruben, it negates a Zchus Tashmish in Shimon. So Hashishit means that when we say that Cheskas Tashmish doesn't require Din Shoni, why does it require Din Shoni? It doesn't require Din Shoni. Now Hashishit happens to be that Cheskas Din Shoni Mamesh is only the Rabbanon, and with the Raisim, with the Moshe Chazoke, so we can prevail the matter. Why? Because in order to have the Rai of Chazoke, so there must be Tvise. By the Talmud there is Tvise. By Takori there is no Tvise. So then the question arises, why can one acquire Chesed Tashmishi in Lealter? In Karke there is no Tvise. So how can he acquire Chesed Tashmishi in Karke? In Lealter? If we do Shonim, it's only because of the Rabbah. So the answer is because Rashi agrees with the Shitas Hagim that Sablones by itself is not. Mechile by itself is not. Not Sablones by itself is not. But Mechile by itself is not. Mechile by itself is not. So when does Rashi say in Ksuvet that he tests? I think it's Ches, that Cheses Kakoyim is only the Rabbonon, Midrai says that Kenyon Shomi Shomi, why? Because there is no Tvise. So that's in order to acquire a Kenyon in Kalke, so it cannot be done out in the Chile. Even if you explicitly say, I may hold you, he couldn't acquire that. There must be Atnoy and the Kenyon and everything. So the Mele, even with Gimushonim certainly could be a raya that is meicho, and even less than Gimushonim could be a raya that is meicho. But even if the Arendi would testify that he explicitly said that he is meicho, he couldn't acquire title in Karkois. So that's why Rashi says that Midrash says he couldn't acquire Karkois with Chesed Gimushonim or with Rabbonim. Masha'ikim Ligabe Tashmishi, so he could acquire it by Jumia Mechile. So the Mele, but again, he said that Mechile could be deduced from silence without Taine. Rashi Shiti is without Taine, it couldn't be deduced. So that's why Rashi says, in regard to Tashmishi, of Ude, and Shure, of Nakhle, and Shafre, that it doesn't require the Mushani. Because if there is Taine, so then, if without the Mushani, So it's a raya. It's a raya that he was mechon. The raya is mechon. Masha'inke cheskaseiro, it is the kind of a tashmish that negates this chustashmish of the Adishah. So there he couldn't acquire it by means of mechile. That he has to acquire by means of king and peyreis. So mechile mechile is not enough. So that's why we require to show him by Karke Mamesh. That's Rashi. But the Arishayim were achilit on Rashi. And the Arishayim would say that just as the Tashmishi of Ruben, Shure, of Natve, and Shafre can be acquired from Mechile without Yerushalayim, So the tashmit, the cheskaseiro too could be acquired without insurance. But this is rashish. Alright. So the boy says, So here too, he should have a cheskas eiro, because I'm not asking hoko, omalei, hoso, the whole ladot, by shnei achim shachoko. So it's all ladot, because the kerem is worth more. So, then the son. So they wouldn't agree. Let's say, Ruben wouldn't agree, I mean Shimon wouldn't agree that Ruben should take the Karen without paying him some money. Because if Ruben takes the Karen and the Karen, let's say, is worth, let's say, $500 more than the soil. So then, if the agreement with the Chukki consisted in Ruben taking the Karen and Shimon the soil, which is worth $500 less than the Karen, so they only do it if the Ruben who takes the Karen will pay out $500 extra to the Balasode, to Shimon. So the Mele, since there was Yudomi, so the Balakeren is not going to pay extra money to the Balasode unless he'll get the schus to be mishtamish in the Karen. Now, if he does not, if he does not have the schus of Dalet Ames, of using Dalet Ames in the Sode, where he can place all his equipment and all his tools, so then he does not. So he is losing the money because of what avail will be to him the fact that he has the Karen if he cannot work on the Karen, and in order to work on the Karen. In order to till the soil of the Karen, so he has to have Dalet Ames space in the Sode to keep his tools and equipment. But Mashaike, so it's only on the basis of an implicit agreement. Since it's all about the Bigomi, so there is an agreement, there is a mutual consent that he should have Dalet Ames in the Sode. But where there is no mutual agreement, so then, he's not entitled to anything. So he can say, Bididi Kamali. So he said to him, who said that? Who gave the parents? Chabash. So Rabbi said, Shuftin Askinam, the High Shop last to leave them, High Shop, Tarbitz, and all of them. So I mean, is it possible, is it conceivable that the two brothers would divide yours arbitrarily without being Malah Bigomi? After all, the palace is worth much more than the god. So he certainly was Malah Bigomi. If he was Malah Bigomi, so it should be considered as part and parcel of the agreement that he should have a cheskaseiro too, because otherwise it's not. So he was just spending money without getting any benefit from it. Who said Rabbine said it? So Rabashi said to Rabbine, Omalei, Nei, the Ole Lado, the Nature, Hutre, Meabira, the Ole Lado, the Ole Lado, the Ole Lado, so that words, Rabashi agrees with the Din of Rabkon. And Rabbine was arguing over the din of Rafon. Right. And Rabashi agrees with the din of Rafon. The more esikashe against the din of Rafon against Rabashi. The reim away, we call us to the power of Rafon. Hash the mashu is itrune. That means a dark room. So in other words, so it should be considered as part and parcel of the agreement. On the basis of Yerushalmi, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Ashi, Shmuel Bar Omer. So Rav Shmuel Bar Ashi says the same thing, like Rav Chochma, that here we cannot say that on account of the Yehudonim, so he agreed to have, to give the other. So here too, it's not part and parcel of the agreement that he should help Cheskasel. So the more as the kasha nidomen against Kachonisti, also what's of the Mechamikiyach of the Kiyach. In the case of this offer, Shmuel Mechamikiyach, Shmuel Zvimelo, Hochem Otzolo Omale, Adayte Yehochem Palge, Yoridne, Dibioyone, Keichem Yoch Abisoy. So that was the more is again asking against the promise deed. Amule, ma, you know, ma, she should be a prisoner. We have a she, a doyen kai, a comet is not doy. Oh, ma, 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 she will, ah, he shall go away when there is our zero, the comet is our zero, the sun is our zero, the lamb is our mind. So I hope in shall explain, we hope on my day, Shlem. So the Chachom is in the Doye, so it's in Tamaye. And that's the way it passed, like Chachom. Like Chachom, not like Chobo, and not like Chavash. I mean, and not, I'm sorry, not like Chavim. Like Chavash, Chavash did agree, does agree with Chachom. Not like Chavim. So we passed like Chachom. Now let's see the Rash. Now the Dhamma is always a Kerem, she has this Mishvot. דול אדון יש לו ספר הקרם ועשו ללובון ועשו ללובון דומים שלו להקרם ולכך קרם בו למי שלו אבי יוסי ושוב תנס גינון וחישי תאויו שנתו גינו חלקו כנגד בה יזבונו ולנות על ידומים וחשתי תרונה חדר אופיו ועמי על נס ספרידה נוסעתי ידום So why did the Baal Aspalide give extra money to the Baal Talmitze in order to have Eiro coming into the Aspalide from the Talmud. Vashni Rebina Chebro, Ofer Vani, Al Aspalide, Sakil Domi, Shmo Baal, Im Aspalide, Shmo, Ve'avol Pishayim, Kishor Aspalide, Loibot Vushmerei, Vecheshvei, So Sayim, Kechatzar HaMishkan, So, Kechatzar HaMishkan, So, Ten, 150 Amis, So, the length of the Chatzar HaMishkan was 100 Amis. And the width was 50. And that, so a piece of land of the 100 by 50, so is capable of producing a sotwe. So according to that cheshben, I mean the Hashbam at the beginning of this school mentioned the cheshben. Because in this school is 15 times Meyo Alun. She this school Chimna, who has saw Eichas, who are Eichas, who are Eichas, needs of this school Amitzon. So in this school is 30 saw. And the saw, and in other words, and a piece of land of 100 by 50 can produce society, two so. So 50 times two so, so it's 30 so. Alright. Nerdoye, itamai. Rapom di Nerdoye, udo, isvira, udo, nida, botito, ravos, ushinkach, lak, ozo, itaino. Di Nerdoye, do, Shmuel, di Hum Nerdoye. ואחי שחוק כולה של זה סוד ליצור וזה לדורם ואוהב חודרי לי ישראל כל מיני דרך זו בסיר זו ויוכל עם הדרך ללכו ולחלאים הישראל ועושים עשי רעי so what does it mean that if Ruben and Shimon divided so if let's say Ruben took a certain house so then Shimon who has the chotzer, is allowed to build the kitzel right in front of the windows of Ruben. And he cannot say, and Ruben cannot say, you doubt my house, because we passed like Hamakive, that I'm Mechel by Yofel Mechel. So, Mechel, Achim, Shechoku, so each one is a Mechel to the other. So in other words, he doesn't reserve any rights to himself. So if Ruben took the bites, the Teschalenes, he doesn't reserve any special rights. So the Mechel Shimon, who has the Chotzer, is allowed to put up a wall, even though as a result of that wall, so the house that Ruben took will become down. The Chalim Tzalat is here, the Lissu Mishnah of the Bayi, the Chotzer, the Zenot Lali, or the Kriya Sulom, the Chatzir Shom Tzalat is Lali also, unless he buys it for that source. The Lord of the Samayu, the Lord of the Ano, the Absodeim Shom Zer, the Sikh Shom Ere. Now let's see the cases. Oma Lady Lady Kobali, Pio Shakun Fret, Ato, Eim Cholai Chaskasim Oshom Shom Shom. Viteime, Shehoyo Yochel, so what does Avkome say? What does Nadoya say? That Shnei Achim Shechoku Eilem Chalemes Alze. So Ruben has a bias with Chabtuk takes a bias with Chalemes. So Shimon is allowed right in front of that bias, in front of the Chalemes, to put up him, even though he deprives him of light altogether. So he still has a right to do it. So Tesis says, we pay me, shall Yochel la Pilio, shall we heavily be trackly Nirokla? How is it conceivable that Shimon should have the schools of being ma? Be, the Maikoma, Bavira, Lola, Adode, Pshite, the old name, Bavira, the Bais, the Loreno? So how can Rabashi say? Rabashi say, Nei, Lola, Adode, if he becomes completely dark. So I mean, that's the first thing when a person gives extra money. So he gives extra money in order to get something in return. But what will he get in return if the house will be dark? He'll always have to light a candle in the daytime in order to establish the light. But we see from Tesis Loshi that the Tesis is really asking two kashas at this time. One is, how can the Gemara say that the right to have light coming past freely to the house is not included in the Yehudah? That's the second kasha. But the first kasha is, so the first question is that we take the show in Yochela Pileo, shall we really be tracking the other? So that word, then he says, wait, my God. So it appears from Rosh Hashanah says that without recourse to the Yehudah, in fact, he still would not be allowed, would not be entitled to black the light. Why not? Bishlame had the basis of the Yehudah, we understand. So in other words, there was an implicit agreement. So, because when the Baal Asurim gave, let's say, an extra $500 to the Baal Tarbitze, so there was an implicit agreement that the Baal Tarbitze is selling a Schus Emo in his dam. That we understand. But it appears from Tesis that without recourse to the Yehudah, in fact, he still couldn't black. He couldn't black the excess of light. Why not? What's wrong with blacking the excess of light? After all, the Talbitze belongs completely to Shiva. A person is allowed to do on his premises whatever he wants. But as a result of putting up a kitzel, constructing a kitzel, and his Shimon's Talbitze garden, so the excess of light will be blocked. The excess of light. So what? Why can't he do it? Why is it weird to supply light to Ruben? So that's a big chiddush. So what is? So why does David say, "Retain the shall Yochel Achilu Nolo, shall Retain the Atim Yerushal"? What's the shot of this? So apparently, it appears from Tesis that just as there is, we have Mystish Hellenburg, we have all kinds of Masikim. I mean, Masikim that are not Masikim according to the dream of Boba Kama. You see, the Masik of Boba Kama is a Masik that can be translated into Tashur. Somebody is Masik. Because it's never so, it can be translated into Tashur. But in the Masikim of Basra, we have Reyachra. One cannot, one is not behuyev to pay for to the other just because he caused the Reyachra. Because the Reyachra.